On Sunday at 1 p.m. Blue Goose Days, June 1st through June 4th. Good morning. Coming up on 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got a little sunshine in here. 57 degrees. Hey, we're rolling. We're filming here in the studio. As promised, we are talking kinship. Maria and Rebecca in studio with me this morning. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
You got us on film. I love this. Yeah. We're being recorded.
We're going to put this on Facebook.
Fantastic. Hey, you guys are busy. We talked about when you first came in. How busy are you with the Amazing Race coming up?
We are in the depths of planning it. So we are getting things rolling. We're getting momentum going. And now we are just ready for our teams to get signed up and get our t-shirts ordered and get ready for our event. It's coming up so quick.
It is.
This is one of the greatest feel-good events I think we do here and kind of kicking off summer.
Yes.
And it kicks off Blue Goose Days, too.
Sure,
so it starts with the Amazing Race. Tell us a little bit about the history of this and what it all entails.
Okay. The history is when kinship started, we were a grant dependent and we lost one of our grants. And we were like, whoa, you know what? It's what seemed like a really bad thing ended up being one of the best things that happened to kinship, because you shouldn't be grant dependent. So we were like, we need to come up with a signature fundraiser. So a board member and I put our heads together and we were like, you know, we want something fun, something families could do, something that will create memories, something that, do you know what I mean? It's like
it's like a
win-win. It helps youth mentoring, but it's a good experience for people. And at the time, the CBS Amazing Race was online. Survivor had started.
That's where you got it.
It is. There was a triathlon. Kinship in Perm did a triathlon and we were like, triathlon, that sounds cool, but we want something anyone could do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is fun. And my coworker said, yeah, you know, something more like the Amazing Race. And we just looked at each other and went, an Amazing Race, like a miniature version in Brequois.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a little mini version. This is our 17th year, which blows me absolutely
unbelievable.
Away. Yep.
Congratulations on
yes,
that.
Yes, thank you. So teams put to grab friends. Grab family, grab coworkers, grab part of your team, grab, you know, whoever you want to. 4 to 6 people, group of friends, and then they traverse. The first leg is on foot, right? So
mm-hmm.
you've got a little leg on foot, and then you grab your bikes. We have a bike drop-off, and the rest is on bikes, so it's doable. We try to have our route between 3 and 3.5 miles total, but you stop 8 times, mm-hmm. and you do, so we get 8 businesses around town,
sure.
or groups, that will sponsor a challenge. So then they're set up along the route, and you're going to do a challenge together as a team. And the challenges can be literally anything from chance to physical to brain busters to just silly.
Mm-hmm.
So there, it's a load of fun. It's a load of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
How big are the teams generally? Or is there a minimum or a maximum? Do you cap it at how many people?
How many teams?
Yeah, how many people can be on
you
a
know,
team?
Okay, well, 4 to 6 people is a good size.
Okay.
We have had, like, little 4-H groups that are like, can we have 7? And we're like, of course.
Sure.
Or we've had a group that's like, somebody dropped off. There's only 3 of us. It's like, okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're flexible. But 4 to 6 is really our goal. But
all right.
We're not rigid.
And typically, how many teams? It's a good lead-in. How many teams do you typically
we
look for?
We would like 20 teams.
All right.
Because that makes a successful fundraiser. Now, we've had up to 26, and that's even better.
Right.
Because the way this is a fundraiser, sorry, I'm doing all the talking, but we find sponsors for our t-shirts, our medals, our post-race picnic, our prizes,
mm-hmm.
Our challenges, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the teams, their registration fee is $250 raised for kinship.
Wow.
And so it sounds like a lot, right? And that's, they can raise more. That's
mm-hmm.
minimum. We have a prize for the team who raises the most. But you know what? Find a business to sponsor you or go to your grandpas and grandpas. If there's 5 friends doing it, that's $50 each that they have to raise. And I'm pretty sure uncles and grandmas and grandpas, once they know it's for youth mentoring.
Oh, they'd kick in.
They'd kick in. It's my kids. I had 4 boys. They used to each create a team, and they never had any problems coming up with sponsorship because everyone on the team is pitching in, right?
Sure.
And they're all going to their uncle and aunt and grandma and grandpa or their place of business or whatever. So it's a way to create a memory that's going to last a lifetime, and you're doing something good.
And I think the other important thing to note, too, is there's 2 divisions. So we have a competitive division. They have to be over the age of 12, or they have to be
They don't have
They have to be ready to compete, basically.
That's those are the hardcores there, yeah.
Yes, the family division, you have to have at least one member under the age of 12 to be in that. Yep.
Okay.
And then they have different start times. So it's made for everyone to enjoy. We've had as young as 3 years old. My nephew is 7. He's been in 6 of the races. So he's been out there in a bike cart behind my sister-in-law going at it. And we've had great grandparents. One of the pictures on our flyer is 3 generations of a family doing it together.
What a legacy. What a great legacy.
I love that because it shows that it really is doable because the family division is families.
Yeah.
You know, so really, but there's going to be... There's going to be, you know, winners in every division. But I always say everybody wins. Mm-hmm. If you do it, you're going to have fun. Everybody's going to get medals. Everybody's going to get a prize. But the first place is, of course, they're going to pick first.
Sure. Yeah.
But if you're competitive, hey, I have a son who's done it. This will be his 17th year. And he's like, Mom, I'm not going to miss it. He's off working in, you know, another state. But he comes back for it because it's so much fun.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and so there's competitive teams, too. So
sure.
You sign up for wherever you fit. And you just come have a good time. It's just a couple hours on a Thursday night.
Well, and you guys, let's cut to the chase. You've got some prep work to do. So you need teams signed up, and you've got a deadline for teams to sign up, okay? So
yes, we're 5 days away. Monday is our last day to register.
All right.
Or give us a call if you have questions. You can register on our website at www.rwkinship.org. You look for the tab that says Take Action. And then 2023 Amazing Race, and register your team right there.
And it only
or
takes
you can
a
give
few
us
minutes.
A call.
Right.
So.
Right. Only takes a few minutes, and you do not have to have your registration fee until race day.
Okay.
When you come register right before the race, you can turn in your money. You can always turn it in early, but yeah, so it's just a matter of going, yeah, let's do it, grabbing your team and getting you all signed up, giving us your T-shirt sizes and whatnot, so we can get those things ordered.
Right.
We get new T-shirts this year. Kinship has a new logo, so we redesigned the T-shirt, so they're brand new this year. So I know there's collectors out there that have been in the race multiple times collecting their shirts, and that's such a fun tradition for us, and we're excited to show off our new shirt. We have 10 sponsors this year that are helping us host this race, and we just couldn't do it without them, and... Yeah, we're really excited for people to get out there and kick off their summer in a good way.
Well, yes. Kinship's got a lot of friends, definitely. And one more time, if people need to get signed up, they got their teams together, how do they do that?
www.rwkinship.org. Look for the Take Action tab and then the 2023 Amazing Race and register your team right there.
Fantastic.
And thank you, Bill. Your secretary here at KBMW just brought in some Moose Mountain admission bracelets.
Somebody's going to have a good time at Mall of America.
No kidding. We're so excited. We've gotten great prizes, and we have a couple grills. We have some great golf packages. We have Moose Mountain, Red Hawks.
Water park.
We have all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Over 60 businesses have sponsored prizes for us. So.
And honestly, can I say that sometimes people walk out the door with more in value in their prize than they actually put into the race. And all the prizes are donated, so that's what makes it such a cool,
right.
You know, win-win thing.
That's gravy.
It is.
It really is.
Gravy.
That's gravy.
And I always tell this one story. Maybe we're out of time, but I had a dad just write out a check, and I'm like, oh, you're just writing out a check. And he goes, are you kidding? He goes, I take my family to Fargo. I have to pay for gas, take them out to eat. They want to go to a movie. The girls want to go to the mall. He goes, $250 is nothing.
It adds up.
And he goes, and they talk about this all year. The memories they made, they talk about this all year. The funny stories, it's a blast.
Keep up the good work, both
Thank
of you,
you
over there at Kinship, Marie,
Thank
Rebecca.
You.
Great to have you in. And come back, give us, we'll do some follow-up on this.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
And we'll get it on our promo sheets, too, so we'll keep those, your website in and your phone number out there,
and
too.
And don't forget when you're thinking, oh, it's a little bit of work to have to contact my friends or raise this money, that this is for our youth.
Mm-hmm.
This is for youth. This
all
is
goes
kids.
Back into mentoring,
goes,
yeah.
Yes. Kids in this area getting a mentor to help them succeed in life. Sometimes I'm like, we don't talk about that enough. So,
right.
Yes, it's... It's it's something that it's an investment in a youth's future.
Absolutely.
For you to come have fun.
And have a whole lot of fun doing
exactly.
it, too.
Exactly. So
again, thanks yes. for stopping in, ladies.
Thanks
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. You always make our day.
9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got kind of a cloudy sky going on right now, 57 degrees. Good morning.
Birds are singing, spring is in the air, and so is Great Morning Radio.
I was just going to tell you, you also have a great station.
Bill Dablo, weekday mornings, 6 till 10. On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded.